This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Hello and welcome to Dave Hill's Podcasting Incident with me, Dave Hill, the pride of Cleveland and beyond. I once got a lingering glance at Sarasota bus terminal. I don't know what the official. Anyway, let's keep going. Thank you for joining me once again for Dave Hill's Podcasting Incident, now in its 10th or so exhilarating year. I'm joined today by my partner in crime, Mr. Chris Gersbeck.
Hi.
Say hello, Chris.
Hi.
Chris and I, we've done these last few episodes in a guest-free setting with just the two of us, though we will be bringing guests back. It's just we just wanted to do it sort of helmets and sweats for a little while. Mm-hmm. And test out the new futuristic Skyping technology. Like, Chris, could you tell I just drank some water?
I thought it was coffee, but yeah.
No, it was water. Okay. So there's still some glitches. We can't identify beverages exactly.
We should be clear, we're not video chatting. Just
No. Yeah. And why aren't we video chatting? I'm glad you asked. We feel that it puts more pressure on us to because that way we don't get caught staring at each other, dumbfounded.
I also don't have a webcam, so it's not even.
There's that too. You don't have a webcam?
Well, on my laptop I do. I'm not using my laptop though.
What are you using?
My Mac Mini desktop.
Oh, that's wild. That's totally wild. What is a Mac Mini?
It's just like a desktop computer without a monitor. You've seen it. I've brought it over to your place.
Oh, okay. I'll take your word for it. I guess I didn't know the official terminology. Yeah. I don't know what's going on with most things. I got to be honest. I try to stay on top of the news, but when it comes to technology.
Yeah. I used to be really into it. I haven't in years because I can't afford anything. So I just try to ignore stuff. So I don't, I'm not like tempted to buy a $100,000 machine on my credit card or something.
Well, I've had it. I'm done. I've replaced my phone a few times, and they're always like, get this phone. It'll have sex with you or whatever the new feature is. And I'm like, no, I'm done. I don't want more.
I finally finished paying off my iPhone 7 Plus that I bought 2.5 years ago.
What does that cost? $4,000?
It was like $1,000, I think, when it came out. And I'm finally done with the payment. It was like $30 a month for 2.5 years. And like, I'm never getting a new phone again.
What if you drop that one in Niagara Falls?
I have insurance.
Oh, okay. But don't they always like bamboozle you and be like, oh, actually, your insurance expired 45 minutes ago.
That happened to my mom, actually, I think. She ended up having to buy a new phone because her insurance, it was cheaper to buy a new phone than to have her insurance reimburse her or send her a new one.
That's how they get you.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm done with new iPhones too. I'm sticking with this one for a while.
Speaking of, not to cross promote, but the new episode that just came out today, as we're recording this, of Dave Hill History Fluffer is about my time at Apple.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we cover any of this that we've just discussed.
It's mostly your story mostly took place in the 70s. So,
pre-iPhone.
Yeah, well before.
I got my first iPhone, and I don't want to turn this into like, hey, they talked about iPhones for like 6 hours.
This is now an iPhone podcast.
It's about, we got to find the, whatever the hook is that's going to get us those downloads, those listens, those Patreon subscribers.
Yes.
Which we're really grateful. You know, whatever it takes to keep it all going.
Yeah.
You know?
I'll do whatever.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, whatever nasty tricks are out there. I mean, nasty like in what goes on in a bathroom stall. Not nasty like... Anyway, let's keep moving. I don't know what my point is. But anyway, thank you to everyone who's been rating and reviewing and subscribing on iTunes and supporting on Patreon and all that. We're trying to build this empire one grain of sand at a time. There'll be like in the future, like hundreds and thousands of years from now, people will refer back to our podcast empire as like an example of what not to do, possibly. But I can't remember. There was like a great Roman orator who had a speech impediment. And so every day, I can't remember his name. It'll come to me later in a fever dream. He would go down to the beach. Maybe it was Ovid.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look. Stones. Ovid. Okay. Speech and impediment.
Is that like Life of Brian? Wasn't that was that based on that?
Well, one of the great Roman orators or poets or whatever had a speech impediment.
Mm-hmm.
If any of our millions of listeners, if anyone wants to weigh in on this, my high school Latin teacher, Mr. Cavalli, at St. Ignatius High School in Cleveland, Ohio, told me this. Told all of us. He didn't just take me aside and tell me this. But the orator, whoever, whatever, would go down to the beach and put pebbles in his mouth. And he would, like, until his mouth was... And then he would practice speaking until he could speak perfectly clear with stones in his mouth. And then when he took the stones out, it was like he had no speech impediment at all.
Oh, wow.
I guess my point is, life's not always easy. Whether you're an ancient Roman orator or you're just two guys in New York City trying to keep their head above water in the podcasting fray. Anyway.
You know, I had a speech impediment up until I was like 6 or 7 or so.
Really? What was the nature of it?
I couldn't say R's or L's. So,
that's adorable.
Yeah, I couldn't say R's or L's. And I remember, you know, I had to go to speech therapy and I really wanted to be a radio DJ when I was that age. And they were like, well, if you want to be a radio DJ, you gotta be able to speak correctly.
Oh my gosh. So they were like, you're never going to realize your dreams.
Yeah.
If you don't do this. But like.
But like, what about Jonathan Ross?
I was just going to say Jonathan Ross, one of the greatest British talk show, but I would say one of the world's greatest talk show hosts, has a speech impediment. And that's like, I feel like a distinct, in America, they probably wouldn't do that. Just be like, you know, give a guy with a speech impediment a show. But in Britain, they see beyond those things. Our country of America, deeply flawed in many ways, not least of which the fact that I believe they would not give a talk show to someone with a speech impediment. I could be wrong.
They might. I mean, as long as they're a straight white male named Jimmy, they might.
Maybe, yeah. There's no shortage.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Jimmys, and I realize we're jumping around here, I saw Jimmy Fallon had I'm drinking my water. He had Morrissey on, and Morrissey wore like some right wing,
oh god,
far right pin. What a knob Morrissey has become.
He's really trying to stay in the news.
Yeah, what? And then how does Jimmy Fallon manage to You think like he was would run a pretty tight ship after basically helping Trump become president, by having just a love-in with him on his show,
yeah,
normalizing him, tousling his hair. You think like he'd be like, oh, I better not do anything just kind of thoughtless and stupid. Anyway, I digress. But today's episode,
mm-hmm.
as we've discussed, is, we've tried to carve out a lot of, try to carve out our niche in the podcasting, the global podcasting, whatever you want to call it. And so let's be the first and foremost Game of Thrones podcast hosted sure. by guys who have never seen Game of Thrones.
Exactly.
I've like walked through the room when it was on.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, there's Peter Dinklage again.
Yeah, I've heard my parents watching it in the next room. That's the extent.
Whoa.
But it's like I know a lot of the characters just from like Twitter.
Yeah. Well, what is Peter Dinklage's character called?
I believe he's Tyrion.
Tyrion. See, I think this is the reason why I never got on board with Game of Thrones is because I don't know if Peter Dinklage lives in my neighborhood or just frequents my neighborhood from time to time, but I did see him on a scooter in my neighborhood, which is fine. No problem there.
But like a Razor scooter or like a Vespa?
No, like a Razor scooter.
Huh.
So like, I just think once you've seen someone on a Razor scooter, it's hard to really hard to separate that from like, oh, now he's wearing like a leather skirt in some alternate universe or whatever, a kilt.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, you see my point.
Does he wear a kilt on this show?
I don't know. Well, we're about to find out because Chris Gersbeck and I today on Dave Hill's Podcasting Incident are going to watch the finale of Game of Thrones without having ever seen Game of Thrones before.
Yeah. Despite the fact that you, Dave Hill, are a writer on the show.
Yeah, one of the major writers on the show. Yeah. I still have not got... That wouldn't be... I mean, it's believable that... Because I probably shouldn't be admitting things like this. But I've certainly written for TV shows that I did not make a habit of watching.
Yeah, I totally understand that, too.
Not out of lack of interest, but sometimes it happens. You write for something and then you've kind of moved on to the next thing and you forgot to watch the show.
Mm-hmm.
So it happens. Now, as a Game of Thrones writer, you think I'd get around to watching it. Well, that's about to happen now.
Yeah.
There are many Dave Hills in the world. For example, the guy who writes for Game of Thrones, the guitar player for Slade.
Yeah.
And then there's a couple comedians on the West Coast and another.
There's other comedians named Dave Hill?
On the West Coast in LA. Yeah, there's a couple of them, as I understand it. They're lesser Dave Hills. I'm the definitive Dave Hill, as the world knows.
Well, you have the Wikipedia page, so that's the set.
Yeah, so, but there is a writer named Dave Hill. I think he calls himself
David Hill.
David Hill. But he I think he's been running into the same thing where people ask him about his writing for... Yeah, I saw he tweeted the other day, and I've spoken to this guy, and he's a very nice guy, funny guy, and he said a lot of his time is spent explaining to people that he's not a lot of his time, but he's basically run into where people think that I'm showing up somewhere and he shows up.
Yeah.
But he tweeted something about writing for Game of Thrones and hosting a WFMU show, which I think are the two things that probably people mistake him for sometimes.
Yeah.
But and hosting this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But we should have him on this podcast, even though he has already been on my radio show and has sort of talked about the nightmare of having my name. Not a nightmare. I think it's like probably just vaguely annoying every once in a while.
Could we get Slade's Dave Hill on the show?
That would be incredible. I would love it. He lives in the Midlands in England.
Sure, but we can Skype him in.
We could Skype him in. Oh, man, that would rule. I got to find him.
Yeah.
But we can't. No, so our plan today, even though we're like a good, what, how long into this are we? Probably like 12,
20 minutes.
Something. Well, we've been recording that long, but a lot of that time was spent me getting a glass of water.
Yeah. Which
technically is not podcasting by our high standards. So, but so what we're going to do today is watch Game of Thrones. I don't think, will we have the sound?
No. So we'll have the sound. So we'll count down to like when we're hitting play, and then you guys can listen to this on your phone or something.
The listeners. Yeah. Yeah. And then you can watch. This would be like when people, like, you put Dark Side of the Moon on and watch Wizard of Oz, things like that. So basically, if you're streaming the season finale of Game of Thrones, go to right after that when it goes, the HBO logo comes on.
Yeah, as soon as the HBO logo disappears, that's when we're going to hit play.
Yeah, so pause it there, and then we'll, on the count of three, I'll hit play. Should we do that now?
Yeah. Okay, you ready?
Here we go.
Wait,
this is me, Dave.
On three, Chris, or yeah, sorry.
On three, we hit the play button.
Okay.
One, right. Two, three.
Okay.
Oh my God. Are you watching Game of Thrones now, like I am?
Yeah. So
Peter Dinklage, he's the star of the show. They put his name first. That means he's the best, right?
Yeah. I mean. Why else?
Unless
would
then again, they put Anne B. Davis's name last on the Brady Bunch with Anne B. Davis's Alice. And I think we all know who the star of that show was. It's not me trying to take anything away. Is this looks like a board game, the opening sequence. I've never seen this. Oh, that's cool. A tree and leaves come out. That's pretty cool.
Bunch of castles. Michelle Clapton. Huh. Do you think she's related to Eric Clapton?
That's probably like a thing. I bet when people meet her, they're like, hey,
there you are, Dave Hill.
Co-producer. I'm doing all right for myself.
Okay.
And so this is fictional. It's not like a documentary. Right?
Definitely fictional. Yeah. I don't think this ever happened. It's a fantasy.
It's pretty cool, these title sequences. Like, it's sort of like a steampunk meets Dungeons and Dragons meets.
HBO goes all out with their title sequences. Like, I don't know if you watched Westworld at all. That one was
no, really but good. I'm thinking about it. Game of Thrones.
All right, here we go. Written for television.
Okay, wow. So, I hope this is like scintillating listening for the listener. With even though there he is, Peter Dinklage. Gosh, he looks world weary. And if they call, he looks like he dyes his hair. Like
he does. I think he bleaches it.
He got. Why does he get highlights? Why not just keep
it's
dark?
The hair? Style.
The style of this netherworld they live in.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like sort of the aftermath of Burning Man meets the day after. There's like fires and snow. It's like a nuclear winter or something. And he's walking and he's like, oh my God, this is so bad. And there's like a dead girl, I think. Was that a dead girl?
I think that was a dead girl, yeah.
Oh, there's dead people everywhere. That's going to mess with his head.
Oh boy, what happened?
Now there's like another dude and he's like, hey, what's up? What happened? I was sleeping. Oh, it's like a zombie that's walking past him.
Ooh.
Ooh, he's full of sores. So gross. Peter Dinklage is like, that is disgusting.
And he's seen it all.
Yeah, he's seen it all. In 8 seasons of Game of Thrones, I'm assuming he's seen it all. I'm not sure because I haven't seen the show until right now.
I'm kind of surprised he's still on the show at this point.
Why?
Well, because this show like famously kills main characters off like all the time.
At least I think. Totally. If I was on Game of Thrones, I'd be like, I'm hanging on to this gig. You can kill me if you want, but I'm still showing up for snacks tomorrow.
Yeah.
Now, do you think when they do this, like, oh, there's something of a significance. Who's that guy behind him? He's easy on the
eyes. I believe that's Jon Snow.
Is that his character's name or that's the actor?
That's the character's name. That I've picked up from Twitter.
Okay.
Wait.
So is that ironic that it's snowing? How did Peter Dinklage get that scar on his face?
Dragon.
Oh. I was bitten in the face by a dog when I was a kid.
Were you really?
Yeah, you know how I'm horribly maimed and deformed? It's because
that's
of that.
From a dog?
Yeah.
I'm surprised you have a dog. That would have turned me off from dogs.
Nope. I take dogs on a dog by dog basis. Mm-hmm. I don't judge all dogs based on the actions of one dog. I'd probably
smart.
Be the same way with dragons if I were on Game of Thrones. I'd be like, That was just one dragon. Not gonna have hang. Look, there's blood spattered. They cracked the Liberty Bell. Stuff's on fire.
Your friend Beowulf, and I hate to keep bringing this up, but he got bit by an alligator.
Well, if I had been bitten by an alligator, I would bring that up quite a bit, I would think.
Yeah. And now he has a pet alligator.
Yeah. Oh, look. Jesus. Oh, he's going to... Now, who's this guy that's wanting to kill everybody?
No idea.
And this is like the first words they've said. Like, we've been watching for like 2 hours. I can't tell if I'm listening to this with the sound down low.
Yeah,
they're just really quiet.
I had to crank it up. Cersei. I've heard that name a lot, but I don't know who it is.
See, the thing that I understand is like this is like some alternate. Oh, geez. Okay, they're freaking out. Because everything was calm, and then all the guys like took their weapons and were like, stop it. You better watch it. Basically.
I feel like I see this guy on Twitter a lot, too.
He tweets?
No, just, you know, like the memes.
Oh, because I would say, like, if you're on Game of Thrones, you shouldn't be allowed to tweet. Because, like, just play it cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, imagine if Peter Dinklage got in Twitter fights.
He's got to be on Twitter.
With DJ Khalid. How do you say DJ Khalid? Is it DJ Khalid?
I think it's Khalid, yeah. The only thing I know about him is the only thing that you know about him.
Oh, that he doesn't do cunnilingus?
Yeah.
I like to say cunnilingus, even though
it's
I know
much, it. Much grosser that way.
Cunnilingus. Who wouldn't? I don't know. We can't. We got to focus on Game of Thrones.
I just feel like Peter Dinklage or Tyrion would be, you know, taken out in season one.
Why? Because he's like a little fella?
Yeah.
Huh.
Maybe not.
Now I'm reading about DJ Khalid. I got to focus. I have all these questions.
That's the other thing about the show. Like, they can't ever have a cameo from like a celebrity without it being a big deal. I think Ed Sheeran was on this show a couple years ago
on Game of Thrones.
Right?
Did he play like his? Isn't Ed Sheeran like he's kind of like acoustic Rihanna or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Like when I hear his music, it's like, oh, this is like campfire Rihanna. Like it's like. It sounds the same to me.
Mm-hmm.
Am I out of my mind?
No, that's a good way to describe him.
I'm going to tweet that out later. See how that goes. See how that goes for me.
So where is he going?
Well, now look, all these. It looks like he's like doing like a black metal photo shoot. He's like, there's like torches and he looks pretty sweet. He looks like Count Grishnok and he's like, oh.
I wonder how many people are listening to this without watching it and are getting very annoyed.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I wonder if it's hard to listen to without seeing the show that we're watching, which is to say Game of Thrones.
Yeah. If you're still listening to this and you're not watching Game of Thrones, kudos.
Well, here's the thing about, doesn't everyone watches Game of Thrones? We've established this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So everyone listening to us right now is like, oh yeah, I know exactly what they're talking about.
That's true.
Oh my God, there's a hand. There's a hand sticking out.
It looked like a statue.
It looked like it moved. Oh no, he looks too bummed out for it to be a statue of a hand.
Yeah.
Oh no, now, wait, he's picking up a rock.
That's a statue, come on. Unless he's got like a fake hand.
Well, it's an awful shiny hand. There's a face. There's a
face, yeah.
Is that a real face or a statue face? He's overcome with emotion.
He's got the hand on his little button there.
Oh, so this is like a thing with the show.
Yeah. Oh, no, I can't take this.
Why is he? He seems really upset. And he's like just moving bricks like kind of half-assed, like
I feel bad for him.
And scene. Oh, that looks like real dead people.
Yeah.
Sort of. I don't know why that got one guy's hand. Damn it. I was thinking like they should end this show by having, they just happen upon the Statue of Liberty sticking out of the sand.
That'd be the greatest ending. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be awesome? And then Peter Dinklage he's just like, oh my gosh, he's really pissed off.
See, the problem with the Planet of the Apes ending is that it's like the greatest twist ending ever, right? They'll never be able to top that.
No.
So like, any show that even attempts it, or any movie, it's like, it's inferior. All right, there's horses in Game of Thrones.
That's pretty cool. I keep forgetting that you've never seen this show either.
Yeah, never.
And I'm listening to you like you're an expert, because you just said there are horses. And I was like, well, that's a guy who knows what he's talking about.
It just seems like, I mean, Star Wars is a fantasy. They don't have horses in Star Wars. So I'm a little surprised.
They have those, what's those beasts that they have? They ride them. They're sort of like camels.
Tauntauns.
Yeah, and the Tauntaun in Empire Strikes Back dies and they cut it open.
They cut it open and then intestines pop out. Yeah.
Yeah, and they put their hands in to keep warm. And then one of them, I think like Han Solo or whatever, is like, smells worse on the inside than they do on the outside.
Uh-huh.
That's my earliest memory in life.
Is it really?
One of them. My aunt took us to see Empire Strikes Back in the theaters.
That's fun.
Oh, it was wild.
I don't think I was born yet.
Yeah, me neither. Oh my God. Who is that? What's that actor?
I don't know his name.
Oh my God, there's a dragon.
So I picked up on Twitter that this dragon, or at least there is a dragon whose name is Drogon.
Okay, little on the nose.
I could have come up with a better name than Drogon.
Drogon. Give me a name. We need a name for the... Just call him Drogon. Does Drogon know that his name Wait, she has wings? Oh, that's a different. Is that the same dragon?
I think so.
Tell me if like a dragon was flying away like 20 feet behind you, you would just be walking along like it wasn't a big deal.
She's got really cool hair.
You got to give her that. Who's this now?
Really don't know. Is that Cersei? I have no idea.
We should find out.
Yeah. They look.
If I know who DJ Khaled is, you think I would know who that is? Did we already cover this? How come they? Oh, she's talking like the whole other accent.
Wait.
Or
they speak in other languages on this show? What language is that?
Game of Thrones. I think it's like made up language.
That's, my goodness. It's going to be so much time. Drogon is not having it.
There's no way you could address that many people
without a mic. Yeah, they do that all the time. Shows really bugs me.
Yeah, and then they just like, they don't really lean into it.
Well, they kind of like, you know, like in a Marvel movie where like all the aliens still speak English, they kind of explain that in that like they all have universal translators. Sometimes they don't, though, and it drives me mad.
Wait, the Marvel universe, they all have universal? What are you talking
about? Yeah, like Thanos will be able to speak English. You know?
Who's Thanos?
He's like the main bad dude in Marvel.
Like the comic books?
Like in the Avengers movies.
Oh, we should watch those next.
Yeah, well, those I know a little bit about. But yeah, without a mic, there's no way anyone more than 15 feet away from her is going to hear this.
It's just not very believable. I'm sorry. Facts are facts.
Jade C.
Yeah, there's no way, like, I'm realizing whenever we don't talk, we're watching this show and people might not be watching and there's just long
pauses. A lot of dead air.
Can we just sync up the actual, I guess we'd get in trouble, wouldn't we?
Yeah, it would also be, I don't know, kind of hard.
Oh, like a spoiler?
That. It's got to be a rights thing. I don't know.
Probably. Yeah, we're probably not allowed to broadcast all the sound from the most popular TV show in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Is this more popular than 2.5 Men in his peak? Probably not, right?
Well, that was on CBS, so that's...
They have the edge. Yeah, anyone can flick that on.
I think this show got like 20... This episode got like 20 million viewers or something. So that's a significant...
That's a lot. I have YouTube videos without that many views.
The thing is, like, if you look at like the ratings for the last episode of Seinfeld, that got something like 80 million views. It's just like a different game now.
Oh, wow. Because there's so much stuff.
So much competition, yeah.
80 million people. That's like... A quarter of the country watch that?
Yeah. Bigger than like the Super Bowl even.
I guess I've watched Seinfeld a lot more than the Super Bowl. Not to brag. Oh, he's giving his pin to her?
Oh.
Take this pin. I've had it.
Was that an
insult? So irritated, right? Oh, he's just throwing it. What a fucking bitch. He doesn't even give a fuck. He's just like, I don't care. I've had it with this pin. I'm done.
They're all standing very It's all very choreographed.
Do you think that where they shoot these, like, or do they just do all this in post, like add some snow and make a bunch of cards, stand around? Like, do they just film this in like a front of a green screen in Chelsea?
It's got to be, yeah. Did you say Chelsea?
That's how I like to say Chelsea.
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 Do you say that just referring to the neighborhood or the name too? Like Chelsea Clinton. Chelsea.
Chelsea. Yeah, it's more fun that way, I think.
Yeah, I like it.
I don't know. I think so anyway.
Is that a wig or is his hair dyed black?
Who is it? Or is he?
I'm pretty sure that's Jon Snow, but I don't know.
With the actor Jon Snow or the character?
No, character is Jon Snow.
We covered this. I should know this by now. Oh, my God. Oh, wait. What happened? Oh, we've been watching this for a long time now.
So those guys, you think they're like, so when do we have to stop standing here?
Well, this is what I'm wondering. Like, oh, the army guys?
Yeah.
Like, are they even actors or do they just do that in post?
I think, it's probably in post.
I don't even know.
They're probably all CGI.
Just CGI that shit. Just get one guy.
We're getting to the point where everything's just going to be CGI. We don't even need actors anymore.
That's when I strike.
So, she's the queen now. Does that mean she sits on that big throne that I always see?
Wait, her covered in blood is the queen now?
No, the blonde one with the braids.
Yeah, because she looks more like a queen. Like, the other one's got to get her shit together.
I believe her name is Arya.
The one covered in blood?
Yeah.
What's her deal?
No idea.
Man, oh man. And then the queen's just going to walk off.
So I think in, like, season one, because I remember seeing all the promo for this, and I was into Lord of the Rings and stuff, but Sean Bean, who played Boromir in Lord of the Rings, was on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Also a little on the nose. I'm pretty sure that's this girl's father.
Oh.
But he hasn't been on this show in years, I don't think.
He's like, did you bring any wine? Yeah. That's your first question?
Well, he just found a couple people that I'm assuming were very close to him, and they were dead.
Yeah, so he's like, I need a drink. It's like ridiculous. I could see it.
They have wine. You think they have other illicit substances like mushrooms?
They seem like they would have mead or something, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Like a meadery? Isn't mead just like honey wine?
It comes from like bees, right?
Mead, like Vikings drank it and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Thinking of opening a meadery in Midtown. Midtown mead, like a...
If this podcast thing doesn't work out, yeah, let's open up a meadery.
I would be into it. I just don't know if I have the skills to keep it together, like...
Like the administrative side of things.
Yeah, like we'd run out of mead and stuff a lot, I bet, if I were in charge. But you know how to do that stuff.
I could try.
I could be more like...
The face.
The guy, like in Irish pubs, they have like the guy, the publican, I think he's called, who just... It takes his place and he's always there sitting at the corner like, hey, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd probably be pretty good at that. Just kind of hang out and be like, welcome.
Sure. You'd be like the guy on Bar Rescue that John Taffer's like, look at this guy. He's just sitting there drinking a whiskey, smoking a cigarette.
Oh,
while his bar is failing.
Oh, no, that wouldn't be me. That's what DJ Khalid looks like to me.
Yeah.
Like DJ Khalid looks like. To me, like the restaurant manager who comes around and offers you desserts on the house after what happened with the salmon. You know?
Is it Khalid? I thought it was Khaled.
I don't know. Khaled? Colette. It looks like it's spelled Colette, I guess. I guess I should find out. If I'm going to keep tearing him a new one like this. DJ Khaled would like to buy you a round of drinks.
Way more DJ Khaled talk than I was expecting for this episode.
Yeah, I mean, considering it's a Game of Thrones season finale or series finale episode, it's kind of stunning how much DJ Khaled or whatever he's called is coming up. It just seems a bit weird, to be honest.
I wonder if he ever recorded like a song for Game of Thrones. They did. I think The National did a song for Game of Thrones.
It was on Game of Thrones?
Yeah, like the closing titles.
Oh, man, I want to get that. That's probably some sweet money.
Yeah.
Got to get me some of that money.
Yeah.
Damn it.
It's almost like you don't have a song that plays on an HBO show in every episode.
I know, but I want more. I want more. I want Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I want Game of Thrones.
I could see like a Witch Taint song being on Game of Thrones. But you missed your chance.
Wait, what's that?
I said I could see like a Witch Taint song being on Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah. Totally. It's the most Game of Thrones ready music there is. But maybe there'd be like a sequel with just the dragons.
Yeah.
We see the dragon's home life for what it is. What are we going to do that, like, we can't, we're not going to be able to watch this whole episode, so.
Wait, what do you mean?
Because we can't go over an hour.
Oh. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, we can't watch the whole thing.
No.
It might have to just be incomplete.
Can we just
maybe it's a two-parter.
Two-parter. Or can we just not send this to FUBAR?
No, because then we're gonna be behind.
God damn it.
I think let's just make it a two-parter.
Okay. So we'll pick a scene where people can pick up and hear the rest of our
next week.
Horribly awful commentary on Game of
next
Thrones.
Next week we'll have episode 2.
All right.
No, I think this is going to be a really popular Game of Thrones podcast. Yeah, Peter Dinklage is wearing a skirt.
He is. Yeah.
The thing is, you can't really edit out that much of this because then people won't be synced up.
I know. It's what I'm worried about. Oh, well.
It's okay. I think probably people won't be synced up. Or they might be. I wonder if Peter Dinklage just talks in this accent all the time when he's on the set of Game of Thrones.
I think you'd have to, or you'd be, you know. That's kind of like the thing with, like, you know, like when Christian Bale freaked out on the set of that Terminator movie.
Oh, and he did it like in an American accent?
Yeah. I mean, that just proves like you have to stay in character. And that's kind of why I sympathize with him. Because he's like on the set of a really dumb movie.
Yeah.
And some guy keeps like messing him up, taking him out of it.
I would have, I might have freaked out, but not like that. Like he freaked out in a way like where he was trying to humiliate somebody.
Yeah.
Which was not, I could see him being like, what the fuck? Come on. But instead he's like, answer me. Or whatever he did.
That plays in my head at least once a day. That rant.
Man. Well, you don't want to be on this receiving end of a Christian Bale rant.
Oh. No.
I bet. I have not heard. I don't know if Peter Dinklage does rants. I wouldn't want to be on the receiving end of that either.
No.
I'll be honest.
I just feel bad. I'd be like, I'm sorry. He is a good actor. Every movie I've seen him in, he's been great.
Ooh, Dinklage or Bale?
Dinklage. Bale too.
Dinklage. Wait, so should we stop this and pick it up next week?
How long have we been recording for?
We've been recording for about 40 minutes.
Okay.
I guess we could go a few more minutes and then pick a stopping point. Let's say at the 35-minute mark of Game of Thrones.
But that might change because they had ads at the beginning.
Oh,
sometimes,
shit.
Sometimes they update
those. No, because from 30... Oh, shit.
This whole thing is falling apart.
Right now, the one guy is putting his hand on Peter Dinklage's shoulder and he's apologizing for, I think, not bringing wine, as best I can tell. And Peter Dinklage is like, I can't fucking believe you didn't bring wine. How hard could it have been?
All right, so after this scene, we'll hit pause.
Someone's knocking. Somebody's knocking on my door.
I feel bad. Honestly, I feel bad for anyone listening to this on FUBAR.
Why?
Because they're just tuning in and they're going to be lost.
No. We're watching Game of Thrones season finale.
Okay. Yeah.
And Peter Dinklage is like, you have to choose now. And then a knight or someone opens the door. He's like, hey, what, you guys in the middle of something?
All right. He shut the door. I guess that's a good stopping point, right?
Wait, your guy shut the door?
Yeah.
Okay. My guy just shut the door.
All right. We're a little off.
Let's stop. Okay. He just shut the door. Okay. So that's what we know. Door just shut. If you're playing along at home, this is how we have the quality content. Definitive. That was
should I hit pause too?
Yeah, you should hit pause.
All right.
On your Game of Thrones episode, and we'll watch the rest next week.
Yeah, because we still have 52 minutes left, according to my...
What? Are you fucking kidding me?
It's a long show.
Oh, this could be a 3-part.
Well, we'll just make sure next episode. Week. Well, yeah, but they also, put little things at the end. The episode's probably not that long.
Oh my God, this is hell. For so long, I thought it was just like 20 minutes to go.
Hey, look, at least 18 people on Twitter requested this.
Yeah, and, that's a lot.
I put it out there. It's not like we're just, bombarding people with this idea.
No.
Well, anyway.
Man.
So, should we talk about something else to...
to sort of
to round out the episode?
No, I don't believe so. We should. Well, we're almost. No, we can drive it home.
Yeah.
Now I'm looking up the actress who plays the queen, Amelia Clark. Amelia Isabel Euphemia Rose Clark.
Was she the one with the braids?
Yeah, the blonde one.
Yeah.
She's on Game of Thrones. I wish I was on Game of Thrones.
I could see you on Game of Thrones.
So good on Game of Thrones.
Peter Dinklage kind of has your haircut.
Totally. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. You could have pulled some strings, but you missed your chance.
My life's a mess. Why couldn't my agent just gotten me on Game of Thrones?
How hard could it have been? Ed Sheeran got on. Who's Ed Sheeran's agent?
Ed Sheeran was on Game of Thrones. Why the fuck wasn't I on Game of Thrones?
Oh, man.
I want to be on Game of Thrones.
You just pretend you are.
If anyone's listening, just put me on any show. Jesus Christ. I'll drop it down. Doesn't even have to be Game of Thrones. Just to be literally... recurring role on literally any TV show.
Yeah.
Literally. I don't even have to have like a dragon or anything.
I think that's how we should promote this episode. It's just you begging to be on Game of Thrones. Maybe Vulture will write about us then.
Yeah. I would be good on Game of... I mean, I don't know. Maybe I should concentrate on my film work.
Yeah.
Time is not right for me to be on Game of Thrones. Man. Show business. Amelia Clark. I was reading about Amelia Clark. She lives in Hampstead, London. It's like the nicest name. You would think. Of course she lives in the nicest neighborhood of London.
So you should just start reaching out to these people and not saying like that you're a different Dave Hill. It's be like, oh, you want to grab coffee?
It's Dave from work. It's Dave. It's Dave from, you know, from work, Game of Thrones, the show that we work on.
And then they show up and you have a very awkward lunch.
I was just in the neighborhood. From Game of Thrones.
So you saw Peter Dinklage on a scooter, you said?
It was like a Razor scooter, I think.
And he's just scooting around.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people ride around on scooters.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it's not uncommon.
I've almost been hit by several of them.
I'm just saying that if I'm supposed to believe you live in this alternate universe sort of Dungeons and Dragons world, and then I see you two blocks from my house on a scooter.
Yeah. I just Googled Peter Dinklage scooter, and it's all over the place.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's how he gets around.
I've thought about it. I just think I lack the focus required to ride a scooter and not die.
Yeah, do you ever ride a bike?
No, God, no.
Man, for a few years I was biking everywhere. I've been hit by cars twice. Three times. Really? No. I got hit by a car once, and then I got doored by two cars.
Yeah, no. I almost got doored like years ago, and I just never...
It's terrifying.
...did it again, because I was like...
No one in this city has any sympathy for cyclists.
No.
But,
There he is, Dinklage.
I think by the time he put this episode up, the full band debut of Witch Taint will have occurred.
Well, yeah, totally. It's tomorrow night. Well, yeah, at our Mercury Lounge. I should say, I saw, you know, you posted that you bought tickets. You have connections, you know, to just get on the guest list with.
I don't want to. You know, I saw there were tickets still available, so I was like, I'll just get them.
Oh, you shouldn't. You don't have to do that. All right, this is going to come back to you tenfold.
Oh, well. Plus, you said you were going to give me a Witch Taint shirt, but then you forgot to bring it.
Conveniently, forgot to bring it. But I'll give you one at the Witch Taint show.
Nice. Yeah, my wife and I are going. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be super fun. Last night I went to see Eddie Izzard.
Yeah.
I
was really bummed I couldn't go.
Yeah, what the fuck? It was awesome. It was so great. His new show.
I had to work.
Bar.
And, some of us have to work, Dave.
I'm trying to avoid that. my whole life.
To be fair.
But I, my friend Rye, who, anyway, she... Her friend, Leon, I'm not sure if I've met him, made these pins that say Dark Regards, which is a salutation I use in the Witch Taint emails, located at theblackmetaldialogues.com. And he made a pin that said Dark Regards. She gave me this pin, and I was like, oh my God, so cool. I don't know what my point of the story is. I'm just saying, that's what's getting me through today. I'm riding that wave of enthusiasm that someone took it upon themselves to make cool Witch Taint pins.
Yeah, that's great.
It's pretty
Is Eddie Izzard going to come to Witch Taint?
I think probably not. I think he'll still be on stage when Taint, because it's a long show. It's like, it's pretty long. It doesn't feel long, but just on the clock, it's a longer show. So I think he'll still be on stage.
But it was a good show.
Wonderful show. Absolutely great. Hilarious.
He's someone that's been like, I've been aware of him as long as I can remember. Just as it's like a comedian that you see all the time, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's like ingrained.
He's amazing. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, listen, we're going to be continued. Mm-hmm. We'll watch the rest of Game of Thrones. There's going to be nudity, right?
I hope so. I mean, that's what everyone's always saying is so great about the show is all the nudity and violence.
I love nudity. I'm not big into violence, but I love naked people. Love it. Yeah.
It's the greatest.
Attractive naked people. My point is, thank you for listening, everybody. Please rate, review, and subscribe. 5 stars or 1 star, nothing in between. This podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to incredible podcasts, Spotify, wherever else. And because it really helps people find the podcast, and it helps my mental state, I'll be honest, to read the reviews and feel like I exist on the face of the earth.
Yeah.
Because what do we really exist if people don't discuss it on the internet? I don't know. I go back and forth.
I think no, you don't.
Probably not. Probably not. So, and then also, please listen to History Fluffer, our other incredible podcast, on the internet. We do that with Jim Biederman and Jody Lennon. And help us out. Go to patreon.com/Dave Hill and help out however you can. Lots of incredible perks and mayhem and whatnot coming to you for doing so. Let's drive it home. Until next time, I'm Dave Hill.
I'm Chris Gersbeck.
Yeah,
was I supposed to come in there?
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Okay.
Did you say Chris with a T at the end?
No.
It sounded like it. I guess my headphones need to clean them out. I'm losing my mind. All right. Put some action music now. Thanks to everyone listening on FUBAR. Stay street. Stay hydrated. Get tested, everybody.
Bye.
We did it.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.